A lot of people listen to music at work, but not all music is created equal, especially if you have a lot of word-related work to do. Later in the show, we'll find out the best kinds of music to listen to while you're doing different kinds of work.
First, rural Wisconsin communities are declining in population. It's a trend that's been going on for the past decade at least, and new census data for 2013 out reaffirms it, with 40 counties having declined at least a little bit in population since 2010.
On the flip side, metropolitan areas in Wisconsin seem to be growing. While Milwaukee isn't growing as quickly as other cities around the country, it is still increasing in population, and Dane County saw 4.3% growth in 3 years.
We want to hear from you about the trends you see in your area. Are young people leaving your rural community? Are you worried about the population going down where you live? Are you seeing retirees going to warmer weather or going to a metropolitan area or to a more rural area? Are you one of these people moving from place to place? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're joined now by Rochelle Winkler, Assistant Professor of Demography and Sociology at Michigan Tech. She's a former associate scientist at the Applied Population Lab at UW-Madison. Rochelle, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, can you fill us in? What are the findings about rural counties in particular, according to this new information?
Well, I would first start by saying that I'm not sure that really the decline that we've seen has been over the last decade. It's more since the second half of the decade with the beginning of the economic recession. So really what we're seeing here needs to be placed within a broader context that's affecting the whole United States. We're really seeing a slowdown of migration as a whole, especially retirement migration, but the migration rates are the lowest that we've seen in the last few years since World War II. So it's more a slowdown of migration than anything else. We're also seeing a slowdown in births. We have record low birth rates in 2012. And both of these things are associated with the economic recession. We're also seeing a slowdown in international net migration and aging population as a whole. And these things particularly affect more rural areas of the country in Wisconsin and elsewhere because more rural areas are places where we've long seen a net out-migration of young adults, but they have been holding their own in many decades and even growing because of net migration in among older people, retirement ages, but also families with children. And so the slowdowns of those migration among families with children and retirees are what's causing the population loss in more rural areas, especially given that they tend to have older populations. And so many of them are in Wisconsin and elsewhere are experiencing what we might think of as natural decrease, more deaths than births. And this is something that's been going on for quite some time and is becoming more common as the population ages.
And
in
so
the past, that's been kind of made up for by this net migration. But now that the migration's slowing down, it's not making up for the deaths.
Okay, so you're saying that the headline isn't really rural counties suffering population decline. You're saying we're looking at a bigger trend, and it has more to do with these factors going on since the recession.
Yes.
And what about the metropolitan areas? We've talked about how the rural counties, a slight dip, but you're saying that it's maybe par for the course. How are metro areas doing?
Well, metropolitan areas have benefited from this in the sense that the rural areas were attracting more retirees and families with children who have moved out of the city centers and suburban areas toward more rural areas. And so when migration as a whole slows down considerably, then those folks stay in the metro areas and don't move into the rural areas. So the more metro areas have benefited from that process more so than the more rural areas. They also have younger populations, and so they have continued to experience more births than deaths. So growing through the process of more babies being born than people dying as well. And then young adults are continuing to move out of more rural areas as they have been for decades. They have slowed down in their rate, but they're still doing it. And they tend to move to more metropolitan areas. So the metro areas have been growing more quickly than the more rural areas since the recession began, really. And, you know, we think of the recession as maybe being over, or at least things are getting better. But demographically, in terms of the demographic factors like migration and birth rates, we have not seen those start to recover yet.
I would imagine that rural counties, rural towns, too, would be more vulnerable to dips in population, even if the rest of the country is experiencing these same sort of ebbs, because rural communities are a little more balanced on the edge of the knife, aren't they?
Well, I'm not sure if you could exactly say that. I mean, a lot of our rural areas have seen continued net out-migration of young adults for decades and decades. And so that continual pattern does create a lot of difficulties, particularly with regard to an aging population and just a culture of out-migration, this idea that young people need to go away when they graduate from high school because there aren't opportunities for them there. And so really I think the challenge for more rural areas is kind of reframing themselves and creating some new identities that are associated with being good places for people to live. And a lot of the more rural areas in Wisconsin have really done that with regards to being good places to live for older people, for retirees, having a lot of natural resources and amenities, and also for families with children, but not so much for young people. And that's one of the places where, you know, getting creative about what kind of community, about placemaking, I guess, is one of the terms that gets thrown around, might help.
There seems to be a perception in Wisconsin that recent graduates might leave Wisconsin to find better job opportunities. And the population of the state, though, on the whole, it's increased slightly. Is there a brain drain going on in Wisconsin, or is that a misconception?
You know, I would lean to say that that's a misconception. The state of Wisconsin does pretty well with holding its own population and its college-educated population. It's true that people from out of state tend to attend some of the universities in Wisconsin. We have some really good schools, and so you do see some people who go to college within the state of Wisconsin and then go back to their home state or go elsewhere for some time after college. But as a whole, Wisconsin is not one of the states that's really suffering from brain drain.
And when young people leave Wisconsin, do we know where they go, and does it matter?
You know, we know some of the places that they go. They also oftentimes come back. So it's a little bit tricky. I mean, certainly the data indicate that a chunk of young people who move out of the state of Wisconsin tend to move to some of the cities in the Midwest, like Chicago or Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I don't know how much we can really say how much that matters or not. It's difficult to then say exactly who goes and who comes back. There aren't good data really tracking people because we don't have a registration system within this country. So we have a general sense of where people go and where people move to and from, but we can't really track in a longitudinal way individuals and their patterns over their life course.
Now, we're just about out of time, but can we expect any of the changes we've been talking about to be different anytime soon?
You know, I think that there are some opportunities for things to change, particularly at some point. We should start to see some of the demographic impacts of the recession to level off. Birth rates will at some point rebound. It would be very surprising if they didn't. And also migration rates will likely rebound. And then we might see some changes here. And also there are certainly opportunities for community change. And there are some examples of places that have kind of turned things around in terms of reducing young adult net migration or increasing migration of families with children.
And we're
going
to have to leave it there. Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Rochelle Winkler, Assistant Professor of Demography and Sociology at Michigan Tech. She's a former Associate Scientist at the Applied Population Lab at UW-Madison.
We've been talking big picture about migration. You can help us put a name and a place to it. Tell us about your decision of where to live, where to move. What is your town doing, maybe your rural community doing, to keep people there, to bring people in? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234 or email talk@WPR.org.
We just spoke with demographer Rochelle Winkler about those trends, and now we'd like to hear from you.
Call in at 800-642-1234. Are you in a small town or a rural community? Do you see people headed out, or has your community made a conscious effort to reinvent itself, make itself an attractive place to live for young people, for retirees to move to after their careers? Call in at 800-642-1234. And what is the charm of living in a small town? Again, 800-642-1234 is the number to call, or you can post on our Central Time Facebook page.
And we did have this comment from Hans in New Berlin, who called to say, I grew up in a rural community and moved to an urban community to find work and to make a living. I'd love to move back to a more rural area, but it was too difficult to find jobs. Does that sound familiar to you? Was it a necessity that made you move somewhere else, made you leave your small town? Was it just work, and would you like to get back there? And if you want to lure people back to small towns, what needs to happen? What needs to change to make small towns more of a destination, a place where people want to raise families and work and live out their lives? Our number, 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And it's interesting, out in the community, we've heard from people around the state worried from smaller towns up to places as big as Wausau that they're having trouble keeping younger people there. They're worried about the future of the community. Is this a concern in your part of the state? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. 800-642-1234. Maybe we're not touching a nerve. I don't know. How about your personal decision? Did you move out of a small town into a bigger city, out of the state? Do you want to go back? Or are you glad you made the move? 800-642-1234. We've got Lisa on the line now in Milwaukee. Lisa, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. I hate living in southeast Wisconsin, and I would live somewhere else if I could, but there are more jobs here. Also, you know, there are more medical services and mental health services, which I have family members who need those services. So that's kind of what forced me out of a small city.
Where did you move from before you went to Milwaukee, Lisa?
I don't live in the city of Milwaukee. That I can't quite stomach. I live in the outskirts of Milwaukee, which is a little better, but I came from the Manitowoc area.
That's right.
And there is a very little work opportunity and just very little options for anything else, for any other kind of services, you know, unless you're an alcoholic.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. Appreciate hearing your story. And we'll move on next to Casey in Black River Falls. Hi, Casey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay. What do you think about where you live?
The town I live in, Black River Falls, used to have a sense of community. There used to be a free pool that was donated downtown where every socioeconomic class got together and they got to know each other. So everybody knew each other. And somebody took it because they wanted that piece of property, and they found some flaws in the gift. And then on top of that, too, the problem is that once you make a mistake, you have to leave because, your job opportunities, which are very little to begin with, disappear.
Okay, so you're saying that it is kind of a tough thing to stay in a small town, but if you can make it work, you've enjoyed it.
No. I'm trying to get the heck out.
Oh, you're trying to get out. Okay, I thought you were saying there was a sense of community, and you're saying the community is gone.
No, it lost its sense of community, that it once had.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much, Casey. Appreciate hearing your story.
Now I'll go to Caleb with us in Richland Center. Caleb, hi.
Hi. I would just like to say that coming from a small area like Richland Center and growing up here, the biggest thing for us is, like, as kids, is there's not enough for us to do as far as activities. We have, like, a bowling alley and things like that, so that's kind of like one of the bigger issues. The jobs is an issue too. There's a lot of people that come here for like a retirement town, and it's harder for us to as young kids, you know, to find jobs after school and things of that nature. So that kind of drives people out too. So.
And Caleb, looking to the future, do you see yourself in Richland Center 5-10 years from now?
I do because of the field that I've gone into, but like my family or my brothers, you know, they moved to like La Crosse and Madison, you know, because that's where their job opportunity is. Fortunate enough for me, I like it here. I would love to grow and have a family here. People are nice. People, you know, you're not scared to leave your door unlocked or, you know, and your neighbors become friends and things of that nature. That's nice about it, too.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling and telling us what you think, Caleb. And we'll move on to Jay in Prairie Farm. Hey, Jay.
Hello. Hello. I'm probably going to throw off your discussion a little bit. My partner and I moved from Northeast Minneapolis to Prairie Farm, Wisconsin. And he's a vice president of a supplement company and is lucky enough to work out of the house. And I'm a published author, and we produce the nation's first pumpkin seed oil. We're certified organic part-time farmers.
So you found yourself with the freedom to move around, and you chose Prairie Farm.
It's beautiful here. It's in the middle of nowhere, basically, rolling hills and so forth.
Yeah, where is it? I haven't heard of Prairie Farm.
We're north of Menominee, about 40 miles.
Okay, and so are you happy with that decision so far?
We love it here. Definitely love it here. It's just very special. And one of the many treasures is our neighbors, and there's a great deal of CSAs here. So a lot of people, since we're only 90 miles from Minneapolis, a lot of CSAs deliver into the city. So that works out really well as well.
Jay,
and I think you can just create with it whatever environment you want, wherever you are. I mean, it's amazing how you can recreate yourself.
All right, Jay, thank you so much for sharing your story. We're talking about people moving around in Wisconsin. Some census data showing mostly a decline in our rural counties, growth in some of the urban ones. Is there concern in your community about people moving out, not moving back in, losing the character of the town? Or maybe you're trying to rebuild, rebrand the character of your town. Call 800-642-1234. Ken is with us in Reedsburg. And Ken, when I hear the idea of rebranding a smaller Wisconsin town, Reedsburg popped into my head. What do you think about your town there?
Yeah, well, you know, we are actually one of the fastest growing small communities in the state. We grew by 52% between the 1990 and the 2010 census, but last year there was one new house built in the community. So we really saw right when the recession hit that the number of people coming into the community stopped.
Do you think that's going to pick up again? And what has Reedsburg been doing to encourage people to move in and had that big growth in the earlier years?
Yeah, well, you know, we've identified it as a problem, as an issue, and so we've been working for the past year on rebranding the community and trying to figure out what we can do to get that growth started again for the community. You know, one of the interesting things that we discovered in that branding process was that we're actually a net importer of jobs. We actually have a higher daytime population by about 2,000 people coming into the community to work. So it's not necessarily a jobs issue for us. I think a lot of it just has to do with the cost of housing and the property values dropping, so you don't see the people moving up into a new or bigger house that we saw before the recession.
Interesting. Ken, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing Reedsburg's story with us.
And we'll go next to Beth in Burlington. Hi, Beth.
Hiya. I actually work for a dentist in Burlington. I went to high school next door in Waterford, another very small community. And we've actually noticed a lot of the mid-20s age people starting to move back to town after, you know, moving out after high school, saying, oh, I hate the small towns. But now as they're getting married and starting families, they're moving back to these small towns because it is a safer environment. And, you know, there is that small town camaraderie that we do have here.
And is there something Burlington's doing that's helping make that easier for people to move back?
Well, we are starting to get, you know, we've got a Walmart in town here. We've got, you know, a little more of the bigger stores like Taco Bell, stuff like that, that we didn't have in previous years. So now people are able to stay in town more to find the goods and services that they need. As far as jobs, we've got an industrial park here in town, another one nearby in Waterford, you know, for, and we actually have, you know, because they do have a client base to kind of refer to, we have a lot of our patients will actually work in the larger towns and then live in smaller towns. You know, they'll go to work to Hale's Corners.
Got it. Beth, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for sharing your experience and what's happening in Burlington in your neck of the woods. We've been talking about new 2013 census data out today that shows a continuing trend of Wisconsinites leaving rural areas and growing populations in metro areas. You can continue the conversation on the Central Time Facebook page.